Hello, ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of Ear Candy, Audience of One. I am here to give you guys a little bit of motivation and encouragement today. So welcome back. So today's episode is going to be kind of reminiscent to our very first two episodes. I'm going to be talking about reclaiming your time, becoming a high-value woman, flourishing in your femininity, and having ultimate confidence. I believe after the pandemic, many of us lost our way. We kind of lost our hope. We had a desire for ourselves, and that year and a half or two where we were kind of all battling, you know, the illness, trying to stay away from it. Some of us were losing income. Our social lives were completely tarnished. We lost friendships. Just everything was kind of awry for all of us. I think that a little bit of our hope diminished. And so I want to kind of talk about how to reclaim our time, how to find our divine femininity, how to become a high-value woman again, and how to have the ultimate confidence that some of us may have lost. So the first point that I'm going to make today, I made my little notes here, so I feel, you know, professional and prepared. Okay, so the very first point I want to make today, we're going to talk about spiritual belief. So I'm a huge believer in having a higher power. And the reason why this is so important to me is because I have days where I know I need help and I need to be able to pull my strength from an outer source. And a lot of times it's really mental. And when you believe it, you begin to feel it, and then you actually get to see those blessings manifesting your life. So I would never tell you to have a specific spiritual belief, but whatever it is that you personally are feeling resonates with your spirit better, that's what you're going to want to cling to. For some people, it's Buddhism. For some people, it's Hinduism. Others are Muslim. Then you have Christians. And then you have people who are just into meditation and yoga. And I believe that whatever it is that helps you center yourself and believe that there is a greater source that can fuel you and make you a better person, then that is what you need to cling to. Because there are going to be moments where you do not feel you have the strength to do it on your own. There are going to be moments when you are completely drained of energy and you need an outer source. One thing that I like to do when I feel like I just need, you know, an extra boost of confidence outside of my own spiritual life, I love to get vitamin D. Whether that's walking, going to the park and just sitting out, letting the sun rays hit my skin. I just love allowing the sun, the natural source of energy, to fuel my body and just make me feel alive. Feeling the wind hit my skin, it's just such a beautiful, sexy, and safe feeling. It just makes you feel one and connected with nature and the universe. And it's just, if you've never tried it, just meditate in the sun just for a few seconds. Just stop. I would count to maybe 10, 20 seconds and just feel how delightful it feels just to pause for one moment in your day, right? Because you've been moving all day. You've been inside all day. But stop for 20 seconds where you are, whether you're sitting, standing, and just feel the sun rays on your skin. Feel the breeze hitting your skin. It is such a beautiful feeling, I promise you. So my spiritual life is something that I definitely believe is beneficial for me. So I think that all women should have, and men should have, a spiritual connection with something outside of themselves so that you can feel better and feel, you know, strength from an outside, you know, energy other than that which you have within yourself. Something else that I know does help with becoming a feminine and high-value woman and definitely reclaiming your time and having confidence is worrying less. Worry less. I know that sounds hard. We're all working, right? Or we're raising families, or you're in a relationship, or you're trying to manage your friend group, right? I get it. It sounds crazy to hear someone say worry less, right? I know. But even if you're not going on vacation every month, even if you are, that's perfect. Take that time to really embody and learn how to worry less. Embody the lifestyle of worrying less. Why do I think that this is important? Well, I believe that worry causes us to feel defeated. And even moments of defeat, just very small moments of defeat, really implant or impact our personality and our confidence and our psyche. Other people can sense that low self-esteem, that lack of confidence, that worry, because it becomes a part of us, even if just for a moment. And by a moment, I don't mean a few seconds, right? But we begin to become the things that we worry about. So if we're always worried about finances, we start to operate as someone who doesn't have them. One thing that someone that I love dearly always tells me, never say you're broke, always say you're rich. Because when you say it, you believe it, you live it, and it comes to you. So if there's something that you are struggling with or worried about, whether it's your weight, if you're always saying like, oh God, I gained a pound, I gained 2 pounds, 3 pounds. If you're constantly worrying about it, you're going to start acting, walking, moving, and living as someone who's defeated because of those few inches, as opposed to someone who is saying, yes, I gained those few pounds, but I'm okay. I'm still beautiful. I didn't even notice, girl. I didn't even notice. I wasn't even worried about it. I didn't know. So I think that it's definitely important to worry less. You can notice certain things, but don't worry about it. Don't stress yourself. Stress and worry does not solve the problem. Only action does. I tell myself that all the time, like, don't worry, don't stress, because worrying and stressing is not going to change a thing. Only actions change things. So remind yourself of that as often as you can. Also, you want to complain less, right? Because if you're worried, you're complaining. And complaining and arguing less takes a very feminine woman and places her in her masculine energy. And women, we are very emotional and we're very passionate. So even just you passionately expressing your feelings comes across as being combative, or you're angry, or you're mean, or you're just way too confrontational, you're unpleasant, you're disagreeable. Because women, we're just emotionally charged and passionate. That's just how we are. So if we can master the art of, one, worrying less, two, complaining less, we will be seen as less argumentative by our peers and counterparts. And that's what you want, especially when you're wanting to become a high-value woman who attracts high-value energy, right? If you're trying to be a feminine woman and you don't want to be seen as masculine, we have to collectively learn how to worry less, complain less, and argue less. Now, I don't want you to believe that this means you never speak up for yourself, because you definitely have to have some kind of, you know, femininity assertion about yourself. You have to know how to assert yourself in order to get things done. But you do not want to do it in a way that is so passionate that it becomes argumentative. So I definitely believe that in order to get the job done and not be misunderstood, we have to work on managing our emotions. Value your time and others will do the same. So I love the movie Pretty Woman, right? And I was just watching it last night. I didn't finish it because I was going to fall asleep. And I was like, I don't want to fall asleep on Pretty Woman. I like the movie. But there's a line that Kit says to Vivian, which we find out later isn't her name. But she says, we say who, we say where, and we say how much. We say who, we say when, we say how much. And although that is a line, you know, for women of the night, I love it so much because When you value your time, you say who gets your time, you say when they can have your time, and you set the price for what that experience should be like. I always use this example. I was offered a job. I didn't like the salary. And I was like, you know, I want to accept the position, but for my expenses and lifestyle, and I don't remember exactly what my words were, but I was, you know, I let them know I can't accept it. And I was able to negotiate a much higher salary. And I didn't even really negotiate. I said, you know, gave them that statement, and they went and they made the changes, right? So I say all of that to say this. You say who, you say when, you say how much. You have to value your time so that other people will know that you value your time, and so they must do the same. Never stay in environments that cause you to doubt your worth. This is something that I'm also learning to do very well. If you begin to feel that you are doubting your self-worth, your value, and what you have to offer, then it's time to question if there are some changes that need to be made within yourself. And two, is it the environment that's causing you to doubt and question yourself? Because a lot of times, things and people and energies drain us, and we end up settling and staying in spaces that no longer serve us, but we don't have the strength and the ability to leave, to walk away. And so I want you to know that if you ever begin to feel that way, you have to choose yourself. We're in a season of choosing ourselves. We're classy women. We're smart women. We are beautiful women. We are confident women. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results. And we don't do that. We do not do that. So don't do it. Always negotiate your price. Money is freedom, and freedom equals a soft life. And we all want a soft life. You want to also value your heart, your mind, and your body. Allowing assets to the most sacred parts of you makes you vulnerable and easily harmed. And I don't just mean physically harmed. I'm mentally harmed, emotionally harmed. There's so many different ways for a person who did not gain access to you by being properly vetted or by doing the necessary work it took to get your interest. If they didn't go through any of that and they were just easily, you know, able to have access to you, they typically are going to harm you. They're going to hurt you mentally, emotionally. They don't value. They already have entered your space without having to show that they value you. And if you don't value yourself, there's a great chance that they may not value you either. So, you know, my hope in all of this is that our hearts and our minds and our bodies will be healthy, and that we will, you know, learn how to keep ourselves safe and become beautiful ladies inside and out, for not just now, but for a lifetime, so that we can always have this beauty and this radiance, and that it never fades. You know, the goal is to age gracefully and beautifully inside and out, to be the best versions of ourselves, to have great mental health and emotional health. Now, the last point that I want to make, and then I'm going to let you guys go and enjoy the rest of your day, is the crabs in the barrel. I want you to understand that you deserve your confidence. You deserve to value your time, and you deserve to be a high value woman. You deserve these things. You're too amazing to settle for small things, and everyone is not on your level. Stop believing everyone should have access to you. Stop believing that we are all equal, okay? And I do believe we are all equal, but you have to stop believing it. Because when you believe that, you start to operate in that, you start to live in that, and you begin to look, live, present as everyone else does. And you are not that. You are set apart. High value women understand that they are an anomaly. You are a unicorn, okay? You're not like everyone else. You are special and unique. You are literally just, oh, you are not You are not like every woman. Every woman isn't a high value woman. Every woman isn't a feminine woman. Every woman isn't a confident woman. Every woman isn't learning the art of reclaiming her time. Every woman is not you. So when you tell yourself that you are different, you're called and you're set apart, those are the reasons why. That's why you're different, because you are a high value woman. You are a classy woman. You are a sensual woman. You are a feminine woman. So stop believing that everyone is on your level, because they are not. You are different. Walk in that. One thing that I always heard growing up was that everyone is not your friend and people are jealous. And I always thought, well, that's crazy, right? Like, why would people be jealous and why wouldn't people be my friend? But then when you become an adult and you recognize that that is a way that you really should think about your interactions, like be friendly, be nice, be kind, but never get so comfortable to where you believe everyone is your friend, because they are not. Never believe that you are so low level, that everything about you is so low vibrational, that there is no jealousy involved. To be honest, you want people to be envious, because if people are envious, that means you're doing something right that sets you apart. If you were like everyone else, they would have nothing to be jealous of. So that is all I have for you ladies today. I love you. God loves you. Everything is going to work out in your favor. We are manifesting a blessed and beautiful life. This is our year to find love. This is our year for our bank accounts to explode and favor and grace find us. This is the year of your body being your ideal self, your face being on tip-top beauty standard. This is your year of being everything that you want to be. And it's not only going to stop here. You're going to elevate gradually every single year. So much so that people won't even recognize you, because you're just so much amazing. You're just so amazing. And now they're begging for your time and attention, because you're now that woman. And I claim that for you, okay? So good night, good morning, good afternoon, my goddesses. And I will talk to you later. Bye.